Chapter 64. Nine in the Fire. The next day, as luck would have it, I made a trip to Imre. Then, since I just happened to be in the neighborhood, I stopped by the Oak and Oar. The owner didn't know the name Denna or Diane, but a young, lovely dark-haired girl named Dinah was renting a room there. She wasn't in right now, but if I cared to leave a note, I declined his offer, comforted by the fact that since I now knew where Denna was staying, finding her would be relatively easy. However, I had no luck catching Denna at the Oak and Oar over the next 2 days. On the third day, the owner informed me that Denna had left in the middle of the night, taking all her things and leaving her bill unpaid. After stopping by a few taverns at random and not finding her, I walked back to the university, not knowing if I should be worried or irritated. 3 more days and 5 more fruitless trips to Imre. Neither Diok nor Threep had heard any news of her. Diok told me that it was her nature to disappear like this, and that looking for her would serve about as much purpose as calling for a cat. I knew it to be good advice, and ignored it. I sat in Kilbin's office trying to look calm as the great shaggy master turned my sympathy lamp over in his huge hands. It was my first solo project as an artificer. I cast the plates and ground the lenses. I doped the emitter without giving myself arsenic poisoning. Most importantly, mine was the alar and the intricate sigildry that turned the individual pieces into a functioning handheld sympathy lamp. If Kilbin approved of the finished product, he would sell it and I would receive part of the money as a commission. More importantly, I would become an artificer in my own right, albeit a fledgling one. I would be trusted to pursue my own projects with a large degree of freedom. It was a big step forward in the ranks of the fishery, a step towards gaining the rank of Raylar, and more importantly, my financial freedom. Finally, he looked up.
"This is finely made, Elir Kvoth," he said, "but the design is not typical."
I nodded. "I made a few changes, sir. If you turn it on, you'll see." Kilbin made a low sound that could have been an amused chuckle or an irritated grunt. He set the lamp down on the table and walked around the room, snuffing all the lamps but one.
"Do you know how many sympathy lamps I have had explode in my hands over the years, Elir Kvoth?"
I swallowed and shook my head. "How many?"
"None," he said gravely, "because I am always careful. I am always absolutely sure of what I hold in my hands. You must learn patience, Elir Kvoth. A moment in the mind is worth 9 in the fire."
I dropped my eyes and tried to look appropriately chastised. Kilbin reached out and extinguished the one remaining lamp, bringing the room to near total darkness. There was a pause, then a distinctive reddish light welled from the hand lamp to shine against the wall. The light was very dim, less than that of a single candle. "The action on the switch is graded," I said quickly. "It's more of a rheostat than a switch, really." Kilbin nodded.
"Cleverly done. That is not something most bother with on a small lamp such as this."
The light grew brighter, then dimmer, then brighter again.
"The sigildry itself seems quite good," Kilbin said slowly as he set the lamp down on the table. "But the focus of your lens is flawed. There is very little diffusion."
It was true. Instead of lighting the whole room, as was typical, my lamp revealed a narrow slice of the room, the corner of the work table and half of the large black slate that stood against the wall. The rest of the room remained dark. "It's intentional," I said. "There are lanterns like that. Bullseye lanterns." Kilbin was little more than a dark shape across the table.
"Such things are known to me, Elir Kvoth."
His voice held a hint of reproach.
"They are much used for unsavory business, business arcanists should have no mingling with."
"I thought sailors used them," I said.
"Burglars use them," Kilbin said seriously, "and spies, and other folk who do not wish to reveal their business during the dark hours of night."
My vague anxiety grew suddenly sharper.